Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, it's time for a 2018 home buying recap.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Every year, we look back with the help of data from the National Association of Realtors to understand what homebuyers looked like, who was buying what in the marketplace nationally. This is interesting. It was 120,000 buyers who bought during 2018, how they moved, and it's a survey out of that experience from them.
As we study this information, you could use that as a seller to anticipate how the market is going to respond. Give me some hints, Marcia.
Well, one that's big and significant in the stats is 33% of all homebuyers were first-time buyers. It was their first time. They were tenants at the time of the purchase. So you want to be friendly to those first-time buyers because that could be quite an income range, actually.
And would those be millennials, perchance?
Well, you know, that's interesting because the actual typical buyer was 46 years old. So not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
It's interesting because that's a perception. Perception is you're going to have some naive young couple, you box in the image. But really, those first-time buyers, I had a veteran I worked with last year who was 50-something years old. He wouldn't want me to get more detailed than
kid.
That. Yeah, that's right. I like that. Like the audience here. And that person said, hey, it's time for me to buy because I've been paying someone else's rent for so many years and I've been listening to you on the radio and now I get it. That's okay. They're a slow learner. But the fact is, we can't box in what that buyer will look like.
Any other indications of the first time buyer?
On the first time buyer, no. But the trends generally, what we're looking at is the primary reason people want to buy is for home ownership still. That's still the dream. 29% said it's not because they wanted to get more space or do something other than merely own the space in which they occupy.
Well, that makes sense. If I can cover the down payment, then from that point forward, it's just simply a matter, the money that I pay, do I pay myself in equity or do I pay a landlord for equity?
Exactly. What you've got to look at is what your opportunities are. And a lot of people self-eliminate and say they're not buyers when they may be. However, the median household income in 2018 was $91,600. So you do have to have a little bit of money coming in to buy.
Wow. Yeah. That makes sense.
Now, also, 63% of the recent buyers were married couples. So that's a market, but not the whole market. We'll talk about how that breaks out for the balance of the market next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.